हरी जय राधा माधवा अजय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा अजय कुंज विहारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा अजय गिरिवरादारी जय गिरिवरादारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा अजय गिरिवरादारी जय गिरिवरादारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा जय गिरिवरादारी जय गिरिवरादारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभा अजय गिरिवरादारी जय गिरिवरादारी यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन नंदन व्रज जन रंजन यशोद नंदन व्रज जन रंजन नव्रज जन रंजन यमुन तीरावनचारी यमुन तीरावनचारी आवनचारी जय राधा माधवा अजय कुंज विहारी जय राधा माधवा अजय कुंज विहारी जय कुंज विहारी जय कुंज विहारी जय श्री चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हे कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Jai Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jagannath Jai Baladeva Jai Subhadra Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Bhavatu Me Jaya Radha Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Vallabha Radha Vallabha Sri Radhe Jaya Radha Madhava Radha Madhava Sri Radhe Madhava Radha Madhava Sri Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Radhe Jaya Sri Radhe Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan Jaya Giri Govardhan गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय गिरि गोवर्धन जय निताय दयाल जय निमाय सुंदर जय सुंदर निमाय जय निताय दयाल जय निताय दयाल जय निमाय सुंदर जय सुंदर निमाय जय निताय दयाल जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय जय गौर निताय रनिताय जय गौरनिता जय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिता जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा श्रील प्रभु पदा प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा जय प्रभु पदा श्रील प्रभु पदा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा श्रील गुरुदेवा गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा जय गुरुदेवा श्रील गुरुदेवा ग्रंथराज श्रीमद्भागवतम की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयम् उदीरयेत् श्रीन्वतं स्वागता कृष्णं पुण्यश्रवणकीर्तनः हृदन्तस्थो हि अभद्राणि विदुन्नोति सुहृत्सतां नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी So by regular attendance in classes on Srimad Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is almost completely destroyed. And loving service onto the personality of Godhead, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact. So we are reading from Canto 7, The Signs of God. Chapter 5, Prahlad Maharaj, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu, and text 23 and 24. And we have been reading this text, I think today is the fourth day, so we'll take the fourth process, which is Pada Sevanam. So let's recite the Sanskrit version. Sri Prahlad Uvacham. श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णो स्मरणं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यं आत्मनिवेदनं श्री प्रह्लाद उवाच श्रवणं कीर्तनं विष्णु स्मरणं पादसेवनं चनं पादसेवनं अर्चनं वंदनं दास्यं सख्यं आत्मनिवेदनं శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదు వాచ స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద ఉవాచ విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యమాత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద ఉవాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యమాత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదు వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సాఖ్యమాత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదు వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదు వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదు వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం అర్చనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాదు వాచ శ్రవణం కీర్తనం విష్ణు స్మరణం పాదసేవనం సరచనం వందనం దాస్యం సఖ్యం ఆత్మనివేదనం ఐల్ కంప్లీట్ ద అదర్ ఫోర్ లైన్స్ ఇతి పుంసార్పిత విష్ణు భక్తిశ్చేన్నవలక్షణ క్రియతే భగవతి అద్ద తన్మన్యే అదితం ఉత్తమం వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ మీనింగ్ శ్రీ ప్రహ్లాద వాచ ప్రహ్లాద్ మహారాజ్ సెడ్ శ్రవణం హీరింగ్ కీర్తనం చాంటింగ్ విష్ణు ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు నాట్ ఎనీవన్ ఎల్స్ స్మరణం రిమెంబరింగ్ పాదసేవనం సర్వింగ్ ద ఫీట్ అర్చనం ఆఫరింగ్ వర్షిప్ విత్ షోడశోపచార ద 16 కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ పారాఫెర్నేలియా 16 కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ వందనం ఆఫరింగ్ ప్రేయర్స్ దాస్యం బికమింగ్ ద సర్వెంట్ సఖ్యం బికమింగ్ ద బెస్ట్ ఫ్రెండ్ ఆత్మనివేదనం సరెండరింగ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వన్ హ్యాస్ ఇతి దస్ పుంసార్పిత ఆఫర్డ్ బై ద డివోటీ విష్ణు ఆన్ టు లార్డ్ విష్ణు నాట్ టు ఎనీ వన్ ఎల్స్ భక్తి డివోషనల్ సర్వీస్ చేత్ ఇఫ్ నవలక్షణ ప్రొసెసింగ్ 9 డిఫరెంట్ ప్రాసెసెస్ క్రియతే వన్ షుడ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ భగవతి ఆన్ టు ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడ్ హెడ్ అద్దా directly or completely. Tat, that. Manye, I consider. Aditam, learning. Uttamam, topmost. Translation by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything onto Him. In other words, serving Him with the body, mind and words. These 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be considered to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So I'll just go through the first paragraph and then jump to the 4th process. When Prahlad Maharaj was asked by his father to say something for whatever he had learned, he considered that what he had learned from his spiritual master was the best of all teachings, whereas what he had learned about diplomacy from his material teachers, Sanda and Amarka, was useless. Bhakti hi pareshanubhava viraktir anyatracha, 11.2.42. This is a symptom of pure devotional service. A pure devotee is interested only in devotional service, not in material affairs. To execute devotional service, one should always engage in hearing and chanting about Krishna or Lord Vishnu. The process of temple worship is called archana. How to perform archana will be explained here. One should have complete faith in the words of Krishna, who says that he is a great well-wishing friend of everyone, Suhrudam Sarva Bhutanam. A devotee considers Krishna the only friend. This is called Sakhyam, Pumsarpita Vishnu. The word Pumsa means by all living entities. There are no distinctions permitting only a man or only a Brahmana to offer devotional service to the Lord. Everyone can do so. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita 9.32, Sriyo Vaishas Tata Shudraste Yanti Param Gatim. Although women, Vaishas and Shudras are considered less intelligent, they also can become devotees and return back home, back to Godhead. So we'll jump to the 4th process. Shravana was done first day. Second day was Kirtanam. Shravanam, I think, was the longest purport. Smaranam is the third. Yesterday it was done and today it is Padasevanam. According to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting and remembrance may be followed by Padasevanam. So according to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting and remembrance may be followed by Padasevanam. One obtains the perfection of remembering when constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. One obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. Being intensely attached to thinking of the Lord's lotus feet is called Padasevanam. When one is particularly adherent to the process of Padasevanam, this process gradually includes other processes such as seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, circumambulating the form or temple of the Lord, visiting such places as Jagannath Puri, Dwaraka and Mathura to see the Lord's form, and bathing in the Ganges or Yamuna. Bathing in the Ganges and serving a pure Vaishnava are also known as Tadiya Upasanam. This is also Padasevanam. The word Tadiya means in relationship with the Lord. Service to the Vaishnava, Tulasi, Ganges and Yamuna are included in Padasevanam. All this process of Pada Sevanam help one advance in spiritual life very quickly. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakanvitamscha Mukham Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Giram Yat Krupatam Aham Vande Paramananda Madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead as the form of Satchitananda Vigraha, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Him who turned the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vandhavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpata Robescha Krupa Sindhu Bhyayivacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaura Bhaktarinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So I'll read the translation one again. Prahlad Maharaj said, hearing and chanting about the transcendental holy name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and pastimes of Lord Vishnu, remembering them, serving the lotus feet of the Lord, offering the Lord respectful worship with 16 types of paraphernalia, offering prayers to the Lord, becoming His servant, considering the Lord one's best friend and surrendering everything unto Him, these 9 processes are accepted as pure devotional service. One who has dedicated his life to the service of Krishna through these 9 methods should be understood to be the most learned person, for he has acquired complete knowledge. So the 4th one. According to one's taste and strength, hearing, chanting and remembrance may be followed by Padasevanam. So Padasevanam follows the first 3 processes, that is the chanting and remembrance. Shravanam, Kirtanam and Smaranam is followed by the Padasevanam. And we find that one can do any one process and become perfect. It's not that one should do all the 9 processes. But at the same time, if one does one process sincerely, the other 8 processes are also included in them. So we have examples from the Shastra for each of the process, the devotee who has perfected. So today's verse, today's section is Padasevanam. Who is the wonderful devotee who has perfected by doing Padasevanam? Lakshmi, the goddesses of fortune. And I was searching through Veda base for Padasevanam, then I came across this book, Sri Hari Bhakta Kalpa Latika, and it's been translated by it was found by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. I believe it is unsigned, which means the author is not known. But it was translated by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur and printed as a book. And it's translated as the wish-fulfilling creeper of devotional service to Lord Hari. And in the
seventh chapter of that book, or is called Stabaka. I'm not sure. Stabaka is a chapter, Prabhu? Yeah. Okay, thank you. So it describes 29 verses on the glory of Padasevanam. And the very first verse defines what is Padasevanam. So it defines Atha Padasevanam Aha Tat Karma Vista Cheto Bhi Ruparche Nirpochitai Paricharya Murer Murarate Padasevanam Uchate, which means that worshipping Sri Krishna with opulent ingredients for his pleasure by those who are attached to this activity is known as Padasevanam. So worshipping Supreme Lord Krishna with opulent ingredients for his pleasure by those who are attached to this activity is known as Padasevanam. So we find that, so it is worshipping of the Supreme Lord with opulent ingredients, and those who are attached to this particular service, this is called Padasevanam. And that worshipping, we can say that broadly, the Vedic literature, we talk in terms of the upasana, or otherwise is also called worshipping, or sitting near. So we find that the Vedic literature can be broadly divided into three parts, that the Upasana Kanda, then the Aranyakas, and the Upanishads. So the Aranyakas deal with the Karma Kanda activities, then the Upanishads deals with the Jnana Kanda, and then the Upasana Kanda deals with the worship of the Supreme Lord. And typically we say that we need to worship the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, and this is a culture which is glorified in Vedic literature. And even today, some parts of Bharata Bhumi, we find that culture is followed, that the children are trained to touch the feet of their parents. I'm not sure how many of them still do today. Anyone does? Do you do it regularly to parents? Because it's mostly prominent, I've seen, in North India. South Indians have become a bit free from that culture, but North India, the moment the children get up, then they go and touch their parents' feet. Gokul, do you do that? Wonderful. Yeah, this is a culture, because that shows or that gives the discipline of humility. It is not that I am, so that I disappears, that ahankar disappears when you bow down. And we equally find that in the Bhagavatam is considered to be the Grandavatar or book incarnation of the Supreme Lord. And in that we find there are 12 cantos, and the first two cantos represent the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. And therefore Srila Prabhupada always says that one should not reach out to the smiling face of the Lord, that the 10th canto directly, rather one should gradually worship or gradually study from canto 1 and then move on to the 10th canto so that one really understands the personality of Supreme Lord when he is performing his wonderful pastimes in Vrajabhumi. And in 1.11.33 we find also the worship done by Lord. Although Lord Krishna was constantly by their sides as well as exclusively alone, his feet appeared to them to be newer and newer. The goddess of fortune, although by nature always restless and moving, could not quit the Lord's feet. So what woman can be detached from those feet, having once taken shelter of them? So this is the this is how the The ladies in Dwaraka, they were, as Krishna was returning back from Hastinapur, entering Dwaraka, that the time when they were focusing their eyes on the lotus feet, although Krishna is their loving partner, they see him every day or regularly, but yet they find in his lotus feet newer and newer feelings. Does that happen to anyone here? Because every day you are receiving darshan, or you are having darshan of the lotus feet of the Lord, and do you find them to be newer and newer? Do you find it? Good, thank you. What does Padasevanam mean? Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says on this verse, commenting, Padasevanam means menial service. So it is a service done to the lotus feet of the Lord, and is considered to be the fourth limb of bhakti, or the fourth process. And typically it is executed with the assistance of Shravanam, Kirtanam and Vishnu Smaranam, because one can do with respect or with affection, with love and reverence, that service only when one understands his own or her own position with respect to the Supreme Lord, that we are the servants of the Lord, and if that can be ingrained in our consciousness, then the service becomes much more connected. So therefore it is done from with Sarnam and Kirtanam and Smaranam, so that we hear about Krishna, we learn from the exalted Vaishnavas. It's like, it's considered to be like a sponge absorbing water, and then you squeeze it, it is Kirtanam, it releases the water. So similarly, we hear, the more we hear about Krishna from the lips of pure devotees, the more absorption takes place, and through that absorption, one can, when they speak, then it becomes the glorification of the Lord, and through that process this Smaranam happens. And when these three are in place, then Padasevanam becomes a natural process. And therefore we are strongly advised to hear, absorb about Krishna Katha. And then as Prabhupada in the purport says, that one obtains the perfection of remembering when one constantly thinks of the lotus feet of the Lord. Now, how can we think constantly about the lotus feet of the Lord? We are involved in so many activities, and how do we ensure that at the same time we are able to remember Lord Krishna's lotus feet? Any suggestion? How do we do that? Chanting. So while doing the regular activities in the background, you are able to do the chanting as well. That's what I think Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Which is that verse? Tasma sarveshu kaleshu mama anusmara yudhyacha. So while performing your activity of fighting, at the same time you should remember me and do your duty. So therefore it's like the current generation of children, that they are able to do both the activities, whatever activity they are doing, but at the same time the ear, they hear some music or some whatever they want to hear, they are hearing it. So simultaneously two things are happening. And this is a puzzle I often encounter in the class, in the university, when we ask the student, what is that you are hearing? How is that you are able to hear what I am saying at the same time you are hearing? They said, Chandra, we can do both things simultaneously. It's not difficult. Now we don't know how far that is true, but they say that we can hear music, or they play a YouTube, or they play a game, and at the same time when you are talking, giving a lecture, they can hear you. So that somehow we need to cultivate in our activity as well, that we are constantly chanting, at the same time we are able to do our activity. Any other thoughts? How to remember? Yes, Prabhu. Sorry? How everything relates to Krishna. Which is that verse which we can think of? 9.27? Yat karosi yad asnasi yad juhosi dadasi yad. That whatever I am performing, I do that for the pleasure of the Lord. If I can do that, whether I am brushing my teeth, whether I am sleeping, whether I am taking bath, or when I am doing any other activity, I am doing for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. If I can do that, then I can think of Krishna always. Because in all activities, I am doing only for His pleasure. There is no activity which I am doing for my pleasure. Even when I am eating prasadam also, because typically prasadam eating is not eating, but actually is honoring. So if I am honoring the prasadam, not eating, then it is for the pleasure of the Lord. So every activity of ours can be transformed into meditation, thinking of Krishna. Yes, Prabhu. Think Krishna's energies. Okay, thank you. And I feel that personally, our life should be molded in such a way that we are dependent on Krishna's mercy. If we can mold our life in such a way that we become dependent in our consciousness on Krishna, then it becomes easy to remember Krishna. We try to think of dependence on other than Krishna. I think of my bank finance. I think of the insurance company. We think of the house. We think of everything else but not Krishna. But transform that to the thinking that everything is, I'm dependent on Krishna. Then it becomes in one sense easy to think of Krishna. Because my every step is dependent on Krishna. Whether I'm breathing, I'm walking, I'm living, I'm sleeping, whatever it is, it's dependent on Krishna. Otherwise, he can switch off the switch anytime. So my very existence is dependent on Krishna. If that thought can ingrain in my thinking process, then it becomes easy for me to think of Krishna always. And Prabhupada continues, one obtain the things of the Krishna. And it's easy also to remember of Krishna if we know some of the symbols which are appearing on Krishna's lotus feet. So how many symbols are there in Krishna's lotus feet? Yeah, we can increase the number slightly. I think 19 is for Srimati Radharani. There's one extra symbol on Srimati Radharani's lotus feet. I think 18 symbols are there in Krishna's lotus feet. And typically it is the... I find that some people say that Gada, Chakra, Padma, lotus flower, then the bow without a string, the fish, and that so many the symbols are there. And if we understand the meaning of each symbol, why they are present there, and we can meditate on those symbols, also facilitates us to think of Krishna always. And long back I had read about the meaning of those symbols, but today if you ask me the meaning of those symbols, I hardly remember what it means. So therefore, constant mananam, meditation on the symbols of the Lord's lotus feet, also helps us in thinking of Krishna. And Jiva Goswami in Bhakti Sandharva says that Pada Sevanam means serving deities. In Bhakti Sandarbha, Jiva Goswami says that Pada Sevanam means serving deities, or Pada Sevanam includes darshan, seeing the transcendental form of Lord, touching a body of deity, circumambulation of deity, the temple and dham visits, all these are considered to be the part of Pada Sevanam. And daily performance of one's duties, devotion duties like visiting their temple, serving sadhus, worshipping Tulsi Devi, all these are considered to be Pada Sevanam. That's the reason Srila Prabhupada said that when one is particularly adherent to the process of Pada Sevanam, the process gradually includes other processes such as seeing the form of the Lord, touching the form of the Lord, circumambulating the form of the temple of the Lord, visiting such places, Jagannath Puri, Dwarka and Mathura, to see the Lord's form and bathing in the Ganges or Yamuna. So all these are considered to be Pada Sevanam. Now, touching the body of the Lord or Archa Vigraha, maybe in this con it is the privilege of few devotees who by the mercy of their spiritual master have received the initiation, second initiation, therefore they get that opportunity. And someone doing specially the 9 o'clock arati and morning Mangal Arati, they get the opportunity to gently massage the Lord's lotus feet. And I think devotees consider that as that intimate relationship with the Lord when performing this particular activity. You are requesting Radha Krishna to rest in the night time, and you recite few mantras while they are requested to rest. And at home, we try to do the kirtan prayer, which we learned because that is done regularly in South Indian temples, especially in Balaji temple. Jo Achyutananda Jo Jo Mukunda Rave Paramananda Rama Govinda Jo 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 Jo. So that the time when we do the Pada Sevanam, gently massage Lord's lotus feet and request Lordship to rest. Then Pada Sevanam can also be like we deities, I mean devotees do morning Abhishekam of Shalagram Shilas, and then we get that in the form of Charanamrita. So when one saves with respect the Charanamrita, so that is also considered to be the Pada Sevanam. So the serving the lotus with the Lord, it means that it is conveying a deeper meaning to us. And what is the deeper meaning? That the Lord has a feet implies the Lord is a personality. This is the crux of our Vaishnava philosophy, isn't it? That when we say that Lord has feet, it means that we are accepting the fact that Lord is a person, Lord is a personality. And if that can be imbibed in our mood, in our consciousness, then we have taken a major step in our Krishna consciousness journey. But otherwise, we are used to think, as at least I was exposed to, that Lord is nirakar, nirgun, that Lord has no form, Lord has no qualities. Typically coming from South Indian culture, this is what we were ingrained as children. But Srila Prabhupada gives a beautiful interpretation to that. Nirakar does not mean that the Lord does not have a form, but it only means that the Lord does not have a material form. Or Nirguna does not mean that the Lord does not have qualities, it only means that the Lord does not have material qualities. So therefore, taking or accepting Lord as the feet implies that we are moving to the first canto of Bhagavatam, where the Paribhashaka Sutra says that Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavan iti Shabdate, that the Lord can be realized in three aspects: the impersonal form of the Lord, the Paramatma form, and Bhagavan. And Bhagavan is the complete aspect of the Supreme Lord, and that can be understood when we are doing the Pada Sevanam. Or with that understanding, we do Pada Sevanam. And so therefore, seeing the form of the Lord at the darshan, how do we do? Typically in Indian, South Indian temples at least, you enter the temple room, and then the first thing you do is dang, 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 you ring the bell. How many of you do that? Anyone does it? Thank you. Yeah. But I don't find many people doing that. Otherwise, the whole temple should be reverberating with the bell, with the number of devotees entering into this temple. But typical, that's the culture, that you hit the bell three times and then enter the temple room and have the darshan. And that darshan is considered to be Pada Sevanam. And thanks to temple management, blessings of Vaishnavas, and wonderful devotees like J. Dvaita Prabhu and team, and Nandagopal Prabhu and team, and Parthasarathi Prabhu and team, that we are able to facilitate Divya Darshan Yajna participation for all the devotees to have darshan of the lordships every day. Morning Mangalarati, then Shringararati. They are the two darshans. We are trying to do the evening darshans also, but feedback says that it becomes too much. So therefore, we are restraining ourselves to these two darshans, the Mangalarati and Shringararati. And this is being transmitted directly to more than 2,500 devotees every day globally. 2,500 devotees, direct transmission every day, and indirectly, with the based on the feedback, each one transmits or shares with at least about 20 devotees, their friend circle, so which implies that every day the darshan is reaching out to nearly 50,000 people, 50,000 globally. And it's all because of the conviction with which the devotees are taking the darshan pictures and then sharing so that everyone can participate in this yajna. And if you can give us feedback on that, that would be wonderful to improve on that section or that part of the service, because this is considered to be Pada Sevanam. And it's not that one should be on the altar to offer opulent ingredients to the Lord, which was the definition given in the book without the author. But one can do this in the mind as well. Once we had that wonderful workshop conducted by Gurudev in Hare Krishna Valley, and in one of the sessions, he takes us through the process of engaging everyone in Lord's service. He says, now, okay, close your eyes, take a deep breath, and then think of Radha Krishna's form that attracts you the most. It could be any form of Radha Krishna that to which you are attached to. Close your eyes and think of that Lord, and then now prepare a beautiful garland. A garland made up of lotus flowers with beautiful smell, beautiful colors. Then make the garland and then offer it to Radha Vallabha or Radha Krishna. And see whether the angle, the posture, and the length, the width, they're all pakka from your taste. Otherwise, okay, make adjustments. And then now place the other ornaments. Then properly dress them. Then do the arati, and then opulently offer food items, boga. Prepare what you feel the most exquisite, tastiest sumptuous bhoga you want to offer to the Lord, you do the offering. So that whole process Gurudev takes us through the session, and it was such a wonderful session that everyone at the end felt that they were doing the Pada Sevanam, that they were engaged in Krishna's service. And this, anyone can do it any time, and especially with the technology being available, one can do this, because you are receiving the darshan pictures, the lotus feet of Gauranithai, the lotus feet of Radha Vallabha, the lotus feet of all the Shaligram Shilas, the lotus feet of Chota Radha Krishna, and sometimes, I think once in 6 months, Jagannath Balaji Subhadramaya's lotus feet are visible. So do that, have that wonderful darshan. One need not travel for half an hour, 45 minutes, whatever the time, wherever you are located, to reach the temple. The darshan is coming right into your phone technology. And then sit and meditate and do maybe one or two rounds just looking at the lotus feet. So that is the Pada Sevanam. And all this facilitates us to think of Krishna constantly. Then Prabhupada continues circumambulating the form of the temple. Parikrama. I think those of you who visited Vrindavan, Mayapur, you have the Parikrama mark. People go there and then walk around the Parikrama mark. And especially if you are being guided by a senior Vaishnava, along the Parikrama mark, we find various pastimes of the Lord, and one can hear those pastimes, meditate on them, and this is considered to be a Pada Sevana. And during Kartik month especially, we find devotees in Melbourne Mahaprabhu Mandir circumambulating the temple. The other days I don't see them, but during the month of Kartik, right from Mangalarti till evening, devotees join together and then they do the japa while circumambulating the temple. Well, in many temples in India, you find that you can circumambulate around the deities as well. And if you are fortunate and you have visited a temple like Panduranga, anyone been to Pandharpur? Yeah, thank you. If you've been to Pandharpur, everyone is allowed to touch the lotus feet of Lord Panduranga. For some time, they stopped in between because Lord's lotus feet is slowly eroding, but then they resumed that facility. So one should take the opportunity to visit Pandharpur and have the darshan and touch, massage the lotus feet of Lord Pandurangam. Then visiting the holy places, Prabhupada says that that's also considered to be Pada Sevanam. And who is that wonderful devotee described in Srimad Bhagavatam who takes to that process? Visits the holy dhams when he was tossed out of the palace. Sorry? Yeah, thank you. Vidura Mahatma. Vidura was tossed out of the palace by the envious Duryodhan. And what does Vidura do? Vidura sees in that the action of Maya, the action of the energy of the Lord, that it was functioning as a Mahamaya on Duryodhan and as a Yoga Maya on him, and he could see the hand of the Lord, although it was very piercing, hurtful to Vidura, but then he took that as an opportunity, as a mercy of the Lord. He left the bow on the floor and then walks around the holy dhams, all the places which Srila Prabhupada mentions, Dwaraka, Mathura, as a mendicant. So this is an so therefore we too should, whenever it's an opportunity available, or we should seize the opportunity to do parikrama of the holy dhams. And regularly we find some devotees from our temple, like Jayadvaita Prabhu, Pratasati Prabhu, every year they visit Puri Jagannath temple during Rath Yatra. So if anyone is interested in having or visit Puri Jagannath, especially to parts from Ratha Yatra, you can contact these wonderful devotees and you can join them to visit the place. Now, why this is important is in Vidura's visit to the holy places, Gurudev makes a comment that there are two types of pieties. One is called the material piety and the other is called the spiritual piety. So those who are after the material piety, they advance in material comfort. And those who are after the spiritual piety, they advance in Krishna consciousness. So we find a wonderful example, the example of Gauranga Prabhu and Sundar Rajan Pichaya. Both were classmates in IIT, I think, Kharagpur. And Gauranga Prabhu has become a wonderful devotee in Mumbai, leading many aspects of Krishna consciousness, while his classmate Sundar Rajan is the CEO of Google. And you find that he, I think last week it was said that he earned just last year about $250 million. So one is progressing on the material piety and the other person is progressing in spiritual piety. And what is that we can do to acquire the spiritual piety, to grow in Krishna consciousness, to follow in the mood and mission of Srila Prabhupada, is to participate in Sankirtana Yajna, in the process of distributing books, in the process of preaching, sharing Krishna consciousness, sharing Krishna Katha. And this is also Pada Sevanam. And Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita 18.68, Ye idam paramam guhyam mad bhakteshu abhidhyes abhidhasyati bhaktim mai param kritya. So that param kritya talks about supreme spiritual activity. Mame vaisyasya asamshayaha. So one need not have any doubt. For one who explains this supreme secret to the devotees, pure devotee service is guaranteed. At the end, he'll come back to me. And Prabhupada continues in terms of bathing in the Ganges of Yamuna, Ganges or Yamuna. And why is it considered to be Pada Sevanam? Because the Ganges emanates from piercing the universal layer by who pierced it? Lord Vamanadev. So therefore that is considered to be Pada Sevanam. And Prabhupada said that worshipping, serving Tulasi Devi. Why Tulasi Devi is considered to be Pada Sevanam? Yeah, Tulasi Devi is found at the lotus feet of the Lord. So therefore, when you are worshipping Tulasi Devi, you are worshipping the Lord. And then Prabhupada says that worshipping a pure Vaishnava is also Pada Sevanam. So who achieved the wonderful result of worshipping the Vaishnavas and then became a pure devotee? Any example? Narada Muni, thank you Prabhu. He served as the maidservant's son, the Bhakti Vedantis. He took their remnants, he served them, and then he achieved the perfection. So why serving devotees is considered to be Pada Sevanam is because the saram or the essence of Vedic literature is the Supreme Lord. And what do the pure devotees do? They sing the glories of the Supreme Lord, and therefore they are considered to be sarangas. Saram and sarangas. So when you serve the sarangas, because they are always glorifying the Supreme Lord, you find that you grow in your Krishna consciousness. I think there are many other aspects given, but I'll conclude with the Prabhupada's lotus feet being washed, and there's a wonderful incident that happened. I faintly remember what once Indraduna Swami Maharaj has said about in his diary, how they wash, there was a competition that whosoever distributes the maximum books on that particular day will get the opportunity of taking the water washed, the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. Anyone remember that pastime? Yes. Yeah. Yeah, and finally, I think Indraduna Swami Maharaj got the opportunity to take that water, and he takes that jar of water and runs into a room and closes the door. And other devotees were knocking the door, but they won't open, and they take the whole water by themselves. And something similar to that also happened, I believe, in Toronto, when Prabhupada's lotus feet was washed with milk, ghee, honey, etc. And then some of the devotees managed to take the whole that water, ghee, honey, and then they just drank it off. They did not give it to any. They said that we drank the sacred Amrita from Prabhupada's lotus feet by running to Brahmachari room, laughing aloud and rolling on the floor in bliss. Who can measure the joy of that or describe it in words? So that is the inconceivable potency or the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Some devotees are fortunate in the sense that they get the opportunity to wash their spiritual master's lotus feet, and then they get the opportunity to massage the master's lotus feet and also take that water. And finally, what is the beauty of this is concluded in 10.14.58, samasitaye pada pallava plavam mahatpadam punyayasho murare Bhavambudir Vatsapadam Parampadam Padam Padam Yatvipadam Natesham. For those who have accepted the boat of the lotus feet, the Lord, who is the shelter of the cosmic manifestation and is famous as Murari, the enemy of the Mura demon, the ocean of the material world is like the water contained in a calf's hoof print. Their goal is Parampadam, Vaikuntha, the place where there are no material desires, not the place where there is danger at every step. So this is this is what we get the help to cross this material realm by clinging to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So, in a broader sense, Pada Sevanam means, as Prabhupada says, that it is Tadiya Upasanam, in relationship with the Lord. All the activities you perform, it is considered to be Pada Sevanam. It is the darshan of the Lord, worshipping the Lord, or Tulasi, or worshipping the deities, taking their charanamrita, taking Mahaprasad, or even taking the remnants of exalted devotees, taking the dust from the lotus feet. All this is considered to be Pada Sevanam. Because Pada Sevanam means one is in consciousness, thinks that he is a servant, and therefore in that mood he does the seva. And if this can be in our consciousness, then it's not difficult to remember Krishna lotus feet constantly or continuously. At this stage we stop this session, it's almost 9. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Any questions or any comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Prahlad Maharaj, in the text, he says that these 9 processes are called like complete knowledge. Why does he use the word complete? You know, it's like this is the complete knowledge. Can you explain that?
Complete knowledge because is the essence of Vedic literature, scripture ends with these 9 processes. See, the goal, as Rupa Goswami says, that it's always to remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. If that is what it is, then that expands into Manmana Bhava Madhubhaktu, the crux of Bhagavad Gita, and that expands to these 9 processes, and these 9 processes once again expands to the 64 processes mentioned by Rupa Goswami in Nectar of Devotion. So therefore is the complete. Any other question or a comment? Yes, ma'am.
Prabhu, Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you for the nice class. Prabhuji, you were talking about Padasevanam. So I'd like to ask, serving Lord Krishna's lotus feet, is it equal to serving our spiritual master's lotus feet? And if it is, then why aren't Matajis allowed to do the service of like serving the lotus feet of the spiritual master, like washing the lotus feet?
Yeah. Serving the spiritual master represents the Supreme Lord, and therefore the Prabhupada, the name itself is, he stays the lotus with the Supreme Lord, and therefore when you worship the lotus with the spiritual master is worshipping the lotus with the Supreme Lord. There is an interesting pastime in Sri Sampradaya, where once Sripad Ramanujacharya was walking in the front, and his intimate disciple Qureshi was having a box, nicely decorated box on his head, and on the top of that he had the shoes of Sripad Ramanujacharya. So Sripad Ramanujacharya turns to him and he says that, what do you have on the top? He says, these are your lotus feet shoes, padukas. Then Ramanujacharya, out of curiosity, says, what is there inside the box? He said, Perumal, that the deities, my worshipable deities are in the box. And Ramanujacharya says, what? You are keeping the shoes on the top of Perumal? He says, yes, because I know only your lotus feet and I do not know anything about the Perumal. So therefore, from that pastime we understand that worshipping Srila Prabhupada's lotus feet or the spiritual lotus feet is as good as worshipping the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. So it is said that at the time of departure, if one can think of the lotus feet of the Srila Prabhupada or spiritual master, Ante Narayana Smriti, that you return back home, back to Godhead. Now the second part of the question, why it is not allowed for Matajis to directly touch the lotus feet of the spiritual master, is the Vedic etiquette or Vedic culture, because we are still on the bodily platform. And therefore, there is the consciousness that I am the female, I am the male, and that consciousness creeps in. But still, the Matajis are allowed to pour water, and therefore the husband washes the lotus feet of the spiritual master, not only on his behalf, but on behalf of the whole family. Just as when a pujari is offering the arati, the pujari in his consciousness or in our consciousness is offering the various items on behalf of the participants, whosoever is in the temple at that time. On their behalf, the incense is offered at the lotus feet of the Lord. On their behalf, the arati is offered. On their behalf, the water is offered. On their behalf, the flowers are offered. On their behalf, the kerchief is offered. And on their behalf, the chamara is offered. So it is on the behalf of the participants, it is being offered. In that consciousness, it is done. So therefore, it's not necessarily that the physical contact of the body is important, but it is the consciousness which is important. And that consciousness connects the disciple to the spiritual master. Yeah?
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Any other question or a comment? Yes, Prabhu.
About touching the spiritual master's lotus feet, that generally we benefit very much when we touch his feet because he takes all our karma there, and it's recorded in the, like Prabhupada Lilamrita and so forth, that Prabhupada didn't really like people always wanted to touch his feet, and he's taking all their karma, and from his karma he gets sick sometimes. So actually we probably shouldn't really want to touch the spiritual master's lotus feet because we benefit, but he's getting our karma there, so it's probably not a good idea really. But we can still, isn't we worship his lotus feet, but actually often they say that also, that you shouldn't really touch their feet because you're giving them your karma, if you're our benefit, but he's not so good.
Yeah, that is true. That so therefore spiritual masters generally in various sampradayas, they allow only some of them to be touching the lotus feet. But generally the disciples are allowed to do it, but later on we find that when the it has an impact on the health of the spiritual master, they tend to say, okay, now you can do it from a distance because it has it's impacting their health. And we find that especially now in His Holiness Jayaprataka Swami Maharaj, in the beginning he used to give away everything, but these days I believe there are certain boundaries placed. You are right.
There was even one story, one guru, everyone wanted to come and touch him, and they were getting all so much mercy, they were losing all their karma, but after some time he died from cancer and his body was all riddled with cancer, and these bits of cancer from where people touched him, that he was getting their karma, you know.
Yeah, so that the consciousness matters. For what purpose are we touching? We want to do the is a service to the guru, or it is for our personal benefit? So the difference once again crops in, whether am I at the center or spiritual master at the center, whether the Lord is at the center or am I at the center. If the Lord is at the center, the spiritual master is at the center. If the spiritual master desires, we do that activity. If the spiritual master says no, we don't do that activity. So that's the difference between the lust and love. If I'm at the center, it's a lust. If the Lord or spiritual master is at the center, it is the affection, the love. Yeah? Yes, Prabhu.
What's like the proper consciousness to touch someone like a spiritual?
What's the proper consciousness?
Just to touch a spiritual master's feet.
It's only to help spiritual master. Maybe master has got some difficulty. You want to do the massaging. So it is not for my pleasure. Okay, if I touch, I progress on my Krishna consciousness. If spiritual master allows you to do it, that's fine. But primarily we try to touch the spiritual master's lotus feet to massage gently so that spiritual master gets relaxed. Not with the intention, okay, let me do it and as Prabhupada said, all my karmas are vanishing, but then we are transferring it from our end to the other person. Yeah? Good. You can do padasevanam as verse discussion says, that by taking the remnants, it's not that you should go and physically touch the feet of the spiritual master. If he's walking, there's a dust there, you take the dust, smear it on your body, or you take the remnants, whatever prasadam he has left behind, and that's considered to be maha maha prasadam. Take that, as Narada Mahamuni has done it, you become purified. So that's the consciousness. We tend to say that, okay, let me be closer to a senior devotee, let me be closer to a spiritual master. But this is, as someone says, or Gurudev says, this is a Kali Yuga mentality, that proximity gives me the spiritual benefit. But that's, proximity does not give the spiritual benefit. What gives the spiritual benefit is the consciousness. In consciousness, am I aligned with the spiritual master? Are we aligned with Srila Prabhupada's consciousness, his mood and mission? That facilitates us to progress on the spiritual journey. And therefore, preaching, distributing books, going on Harinam, these are the activities which pleases Srila Prabhupada. And that helps us in progressing on the spiritual journey. And that is considered to be Padasevana. Yeah? Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Vanchakalpataro bischa krupa sindubhya evacha, Patitanam pavane bhyo vaishya.